Welcome to Sha'arim B'Tfilah by Rav Shimshon David Pinkas. Finishing off Pirkei Pticha, Perek Aleph, the last two paragraphs, paragraphs 10 and 11, page Yud and Yud Aleph. Rav Pinkas concludes with a return back to the Gemara Nida Daf Ayin that asks the question, Mayaseh Adam V'Yachkam, what should a person do to become wise? Mayaseh Adam V'Yitasher, what should a person do to become wealthy? Mayaseh Adam V'Yelo Banim Zecharim, it should merit to have male children, or perhaps we'll say, for our purpose, please God, healthy children. And the answer that the Gemara gives in each case is, you need to work hard. Yerbei B'Yeshiva V'Yimait B'Schorah, if you want to become a Talmud Chacham, you gotta learn and don't work so much. And the Gemara says, but wait a minute, lots of people have tried, but it doesn't work. So what are you supposed to do? Because those people didn't daven, meaning harbei asuchen v'loho ilahem, many people worked, many people learned hard and they never became talmidei chachamim. El yivak shurachem yimishar chachama shelo. You have to daven to Hashem if you want to get chokhmah. And Rashi explains, Lama leila meimar lohu yarbeb yeshiva hoel uverachamim hadavar telui. But if it's really about davening, why do I have to sit and work so hard? Why do I have to learn Gemara 8 hours a day? I'll just daven really hard. The Gemara concludes, Taba halo sagya, because either one by itself is insufficient. They're both necessary. You gotta learn, but you also have to daven. And the same thing for v'yitasher, if you want to become wealthy. You can't just be honest in business. Many people are honest and they don't work hard, they're not successful. You have to daven. But lots of people daven and it doesn't work. Neither one is sufficient by themselves, but both are necessary. And the same with children. You have male children, healthy children. So the answer, of course, is habaha lo sagya. You must have both. Hare de shalosh matanot gdolot ketinis Rav Pinkas. Shen chokhmaush osher ubanim. These three great gifts, wisdom, wealth, and healthy children. Yesh derek b'kdusha lahasid kol achad meyam. There is a path through holiness to get to either one of those. Mikol makom harbe hishtadu baderek zuv lo zachu. Many have tried, and they were not merit. Why? Mishum shehadvarim mitagvim mipnei chisaron ha-tfilah. Everything is getting delayed or getting pushed off because of a lack of tefillah. Da tefillah hi hamakeh bepatish lahasagat kol habrachot kulam. Because tefillah is the makeh bepatish, literally the final blow of the hammer that gains you the access to all brachot. Rav Pinkas concludes this section, Im Kain, Mama od nachutz, ulmod et sidrei v'darchei tefillah. If that's the case, if tefillah is so essential that nothing is going to happen in the world, you can't have children, you can't be wealthy, you can't be a Talmud Chacham, nothing happens without tefillah, then it's really important to learn Sidrei V'Darchei Tefillah. You have to learn how to daven. Ulashkia amal v'yigia. You have to invest hard work, labor, effort, lehishtalim b'netivoteha, to achieve a sense of real completion and all the different pathways of tefillah. Shehi agmar melacha lekol ha-hasagot shiyasig hadam b'chayav. Because tefillah is the gmar melacha, is the concluding way, the concluding work to all things that we could possibly understand in this world. Sheyitachen sheya'amol v'yishtalem kedei lizchot kol ha-matanot beruchaniyot uv'gashmiyot. Because it could be the person works really hard to achieve that sense of real completion, to merit the gift of both spiritual greatness and physical success. And they're going to be delayed because of a lack of an incompletion of tefillah. And who knows how many great gifts of God are waiting, tzivorim ve'omdim, they're piled up and standing at the doorway, the entrance to the heavens of the world. They're waiting for somebody to open the door through the key, through tefillah. But a person who really learns what it means to be marbe, to daven well, all these great gifts are waiting for you. And the gates can be opened. and all blessings will alight upon your head. Rav Pinkus has a beautiful structure to this opening perek. He begins with Nida Daf Ayin, Ma Yaseh Adam V'Yechkam V'Yitasher V'Yelo Banim. What should a person do to become wise, wealthy, and have children? He concludes with that very same Gemara. Habahalo Sagya. You have to have both. Both Yishtadlut and Tfilah and Bitachon. So work hard and daven for it. And in the middle, he brings us several proofs to this idea. He brought us the proof from the Gemara in Tchulin Daf Samech, but Adam HaRishon davening for the grass to come up. He brought us the case, the story of Yitzchak and Rivka, that the Gemara in Yevamot Daf Samech Dal refers to as davening for children. He refers to the tefillot of the Jewish people for Yitzhak Mitzrayim that the Midrash and Shmot Rabbah refers to. Shmot Rabbah Chaf Aleph Hei. The centerpiece of this perek is, of course, the beautiful insight of Rav Chaim Vital, that the Ikar HaAvodah, the essence of our generation, is tefillah, that nothing comes, even the redemption, as the Midrash says in Breshit Rabbah on the Pasuk Lamed Aleph, the Breshit Rabbah Tzadi Gimel Yudbet, the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu Lamed Aleph Pasuk Chet, that the redemption doesn't come until the Jewish people daven. And so, in the end of the day, all matters of nature and things that are beyond nature, whether that's the green grass, children, the creation of the Jewish people, the redemption of the world, each one of those stages requires somebody to ask. If you never have the chutzpah to turn to God and say, you know what, Hashem, I need help, then Hashem won't send the help that you need. That somehow that relationship requires us to take the first tiny step forward. And this is true in so many aspects of our lives. So many of us, when we are in serious need of help, are too embarrassed or ashamed to ask of it. I myself have had this very same experience. I don't want to be in a place where I need others to support me. I'd be more than happy to show up at a shiva house. I don't want somebody to have to make a meal for me. I never want to put myself in that position. What this kind of tefillah reminds me of is that I need to step back. I need to be able to turn to God and say, Hashem, I need your help. And if I can take that first step, then v'yicholu kol habrachot kulam al rosho, all the brachot will alight on our heads.
This podcast is sponsored by the Musser Institute. The Musser Institute is a community of learners and seekers who strive to reach their full potential as individuals and members of their communities and in their connection to the divine. The Institute draws on and shares the teachings of Musser, a practical and inspiring Jewish spiritual tradition to foster a life of greater meaning and enhanced relationships. The Musser Institute opens and illuminates the pathway of Musser for Jews of all denominations and affiliations and to all who wish to explore these Jewish spiritual practices. To that end, the Institute offers courses for beginners through advanced Musser students, trains leaders in the specific skills of Musser facilitation, and offers many opportunities for members to experience connection within the global Musser community. For more information and to join the mailing list, visit www.musserinstitute.org. www.musserinstitute.org.